Unit 7. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. B. Listen to a news report and then complete the notes to the passage.
An exhibition examining Picasso's lifelong relationship with writers and the many ways in which language affected his work opened on January 27 at the Yale University Art Gallery. Picasso and the Allure of Language comprises some 70 works in all media by Picasso, as well as select examples by fellow artist Georges Braque, and photographs, letters, manuscripts, and book projects by a group of artists and writers. Together, these works show Picasso's interest in writing and language. The exhibition will be on view through May 24. The exhibition is divided into four sections. The opening section, Conversations, focuses on Picasso's early associations with writers and artists, from the early 1900s through the Cubist project. The second section, Fictions, looks at Picasso's affection for imagined characters. The third section, Revisions, examines the artist's writing over of previously existing works in his poems and drawings of the 1940s. The final section, Illuminations, corresponds roughly to the years immediately after World War II until about 1950. During this period, Picasso took on a series of collaborations with writers and poets while also experimenting with many printed and applied media. A fully illustrated catalogue also accompanies the exhibition. The Yale University Art Gallery, 1111 Chapel Street, is open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., until 8 p.m. on Thursday, and Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m. It is closed Mondays and major holidays. Admission is free. For additional information, visit http://artgallery.yale.edu or call 203-432-0600.
2. Text. The Art Collector. Years ago, there was a very wealthy man who, with his devoted young son, shared a passion for art collecting. Together, they traveled around the world, adding only the finest art treasures to their collection. Priceless works by Picasso, Van Gogh, Monet, and many others adorned the walls of their family estate. The widowed elder man looked on with satisfaction as his only child became an experienced art collector. The son's trained eye and sharp business mind caused his father to beam with pride as they dealt with art collectors around the world. As winter approached, war engulfed the nation, and the young man left to serve his country. After only a few short weeks, his father received a telegram. His beloved son was missing in action. The art collector anxiously awaited more news, fearing he would never see his son again. Within days, his fears were confirmed. The young man had died while rushing a fellow soldier to a medic. Distraught and lonely, the old man faced the upcoming Christmas holidays with anguish and sadness. The joy of the season that he and his son had so looked forward to would visit his house no longer. On Christmas morning, a knock on the door awakened the depressed old man. As he walked to the door, the masterpieces of art on the walls only reminded him that his son was not coming home. As he opened the door, he was greeted by a soldier with a large package in his hands. He introduced himself to the old man by saying, "I was a friend of your son. I was the one he was rescuing when he died. May I come in for a few moments? I have something to show you." As the two began to talk, the soldier told of how the old man's son had told everyone of his, not to mention his father's, love of fine art. "I am an artist," said the soldier, and I want to give you this." As the old man unwrapped the package, the paper gave way to reveal a portrait of his son. Though the world would never consider it the work of a genius, the painting featured the young man's face in striking detail. Overcome with emotion, the old man thanked the soldier, promising to hang the picture above the fireplace. A few hours later, after the soldier had departed, the old man set about this task. True to his word, the painting went above the fireplace, pushing aside thousands of dollars' worth of art. His task completed, the old man sat in his chair and spent Christmas gazing at the gift he had been given. During the days and weeks that followed, the old man realized that even though his son was no longer with him, the boy's life would live on because of those he had touched. He would soon learn that his son had rescued dozens of wounded soldiers before a bullet stilled his caring heart. As the stories of his son's gallantry continued to reach him, fatherly pride and satisfaction began to ease his grief. The painting of his son soon became his most prized possession, far eclipsing any interest in the pieces for which museums around the world clamored. He told his neighbors it was the greatest gift he had ever received. The following spring, the old man became ill and passed away. The art world was in anticipation that with the collector's passing and his only son dead, those paintings would be sold at auction. According to the will of the old man, all of the artworks would be auctioned on Christmas Day, the day he had received the greatest gift. The day soon arrived, and art collectors from around the world gathered to bid on some of the world's most spectacular paintings. Dreams would be fulfilled this day. Greatness would be achieved, as many would hope to claim, "I have the greatest collection." The auction began with a painting that was not on any museum's list. It was the painting of the old man's son. The auctioneer asked for an opening bid, but the room was silent. "Who will open the bidding with $100?" he asked. Minutes passed, and no one spoke. From the back of the room came a voice. "Who cares about that painting? It's just a picture of his son. Let's forget about it and move on to the good stuff." More voices echoed in agreement. "No, we have to sell this one first," replied the auctioneer. "Now, who will take the son?" Finally, a neighbor of the old man spoke. "Will you take $10 for the painting? That's all I have. I knew the boy, so I'd like to have it." "I have $10. Will anyone go higher?" called the auctioneer. After more silence, the auctioneer said, "Going once, going twice, gone." The gavel fell. Cheers filled the room, and someone exclaimed, "Now we can get on with it, and we can bid on the real treasures." The auctioneer looked at the audience and announced that the auction was over. Stunned disbelief quieted the room. Someone spoke up and asked, "What do you mean? It's over. We didn't come here for a picture of some old guy's son. What about all of these paintings? There are millions of dollars worth of art here. I demand that you explain what is going on." The auctioneer replied, "It's very simple. According to the will of the father, whoever takes the son gets it all."
New words.
Collection.
Adorn.
Estate.
Widowed.
Beam.
Engulf.
Beloved.
Medic.
Distraught.
Upcoming.
Anguish.
Awaken.
Depressed.
Masterpiece.
Rescue.
Unwrap.
Portrait.
Genius.
Feature.
Striking.
Emotion.
Depart.
Bullet.
Gallantry.
Fatherly.
Grief.
Eclipse.
Clamor.
Anticipation.
Auction.
Auctioneer.
Bidding.
Gavel.
Exclaim.
Disbelief.
Proper nouns.
Picasso.
Van Gogh.
Monet.
Part 2. Language in use. 1. Dialogue. An auction. An auction agency based in Shanghai is holding an auction event today. Read and listen to the auction and fill in the table below. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. There are two lots to be auctioned today. As usual, I'll talk briefly about the rules. The seller is not obligated to sell if the reserve price was not met. If you can't pay on time, don't bid. Your bids are final and non-retractable. Any questions from the floor? Well, the first lot for today is a vase which was made 200 years ago, and the minimum price for the vase is 200,000. Any bidding? Well, 100,000? Pass. Let's move to the next lot. This is an ancient house located on Hengshan Road, Shanghai. The seller wishes to sell it and donate the money to those quake-stricken people in Sichuan Province. The minimum price is 3 million. Here, 3.5 million. Very good. This gentleman has placed his first bid, number 23, 3.5 million. I do appreciate your kindness. Bidding, 4.2 million. I bid 4.2 million. Now another gentleman offered his bid, number 22, 4.2 million. Willing to pay higher, sir? I drop out. Any other interested party? Yes, number 34.
5 million.
Wait, a lady has placed her bid.
Mine is 6 million.
6 million. A good price. That's number 15. The seller is glad to see her kindness has been returned. Anyone going higher?
Bidding 6.9 million.
That was number 26. A lady in the fur coat offered 6.9 million for the ancient house. Is 6 million your final price?
Yes, I drop out.
Bidder number 26 has placed her bid for 6.9 million. It's the highest price so far, and we've come to the last 5 minutes. 6.9 million going once, going twice, gone. Sold to the lady in the fur coat for 6.9 million. Congratulations, and thank you, everybody. We also give our special thanks to you, ma'am, and to the seller for your generosity. Now I declare the close of today's auction event.
New words.
Lot.
Briefly.
Obligated.
Retractable.
Minimum.
Ancient.
Locate.
Donate.
Quake-stricken.
Bidder.
Paddle.
Fur.
Rostrum.
Hammer.
Generosity.
2. Group work. Selling a vase at an auction. Reference answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. There is one lot to be auctioned today. As usual, I'll talk briefly about the rules. The seller is not obligated to sell if the reserve price was not met. If you can't pay on time, don't bid. Your bids are final and non-retractable. If there is no question, I will begin. Well, the lot for today is an antique vase which was made 100 years ago, and the minimum price for the vase is $100,000. Any bidding? Here, $150,000. Very good. This gentleman has placed his first bid, number 16, $150,000. Thank you. $200,000. I bid $200,000. Now another gentleman offered his bid, number 24, $200,000. Any other interested party? Yes, number 18.
250,000.
Wait, a lady has placed her bid.
Mine is 300,000.
300,000, a good price. That's number 36.
350,000.
That was number 26. A lady offered 350,000 for the antique vase. Is 300,000 your final price?
Yes, I'd drop out.
Bidder number 26 has placed her bid for 350,000. It's the highest price so far, and we've come to the last 5 minutes. 350,000 going once, going twice. Gone. Sold to the lady for 350,000. Congratulations. And thank you, everybody. Now I declare the close of today's auction event.
3. Text. Buy and sell more easily with an online auction.
Online auctions are probably the most accessible, quickest, and easiest means of buying what you want from the comfort of your own home. For those who are always on the go, buying products from online auctions provides them with the most convenient means of shopping for a huge variety of items. For a lot of different reasons, many people these days think that buying stuff online is the best way to shop. It has made it possible for people around the world to buy products that would otherwise be difficult to obtain or too expensive to consider. Nowadays, the popularity of online auctions means that most people have given them a try. Selling basics. Selling products through an online auction is very simple. It's as simple as finding a good site and signing up for an account. Some of these sites require a fee, although most are free. Be aware, however, that those sites which charge a fee often have advantages that justify the cost. Then you need to figure out what you can sell. For instance, begin by selling those bits and pieces around the house that are collecting dust and taking up space. Once you have some experience, you might want to start shopping at garage sales, discount stores, and factory outlets for merchandise that you can resell and make a profit from your online auction. Don't start selling until you have read over the terms and conditions of the online auction site and are knowledgeable about your responsibilities and liabilities. Keep your transactions with your customers as open and honest as possible in order to avoid any problems after the sale. How to start buying. Making a purchase from an online auction is considerably easier than selling your items. Like the selling part, you need to register at a particular site before you start bidding on any items that you want to purchase. Check the reviews and feedback of the seller before you place a bid. From this information, you can predict if the item will meet your expectations and if the shipping process will be satisfactory. After you are comfortable with the seller's reputation, you can go ahead and put in a bid. To make sure you get good value for your money, set a price limit for yourself so that the item you buy doesn't cost more than it should, taking into consideration your time and effort. You get better access to the stuff you want to purchase with online auctions. If you keep in mind some basic precautions, shopping can become so much more convenient.
New words.
Accessible.
Means.
Obtain.
Popularity.
Justify.
Knowledgeable.
Liability.
Transaction.
Register.
Satisfactory.
Reputation.
Precaution.
Part 3. Enhancement of language abilities. 1. Get your pronunciation right. A. Listen and repeat, paying attention to the intonation of the following sentences.
1. If he studies harder, he will be able to pass the English test this semester.
2. When we learn a foreign language, we must have much listening and speaking practice.
3. She was so angry that she couldn't speak.
4. If you go the wrong way, you won't get to your destination.
5. If he does come, he won't be much help.
6. You'd better consult the dictionary when you have questions.
7. Unless you can provide the materials of the machine, we can't finish the job today.
8. That's quite right. As far as I know...
B. Read the following and pay attention to the intonation.
1. When I entered the classroom, I found the girl writing the notice on the blackboard.
2. If you don't like it, just say so.
3. Wherever you go, he will follow you.
4. While we're waiting, we can go through our English phrasebook again.
5. He would try it if you allowed him to.
6. Difficulties are not hard to solve if you don't let them scare you.
7. It was snowing when I woke up this morning.
8. I'll go climbing Mount Tai on our holidays if it's possible.